You are listening to BensTorah.com.
On the second column, Vihine Kasavnu Le'el.
Good.
So we're talking about Kinyanim. This mitzvah is to be done B'dine Yisrael Ben Lokeach U'Meicher. But if a Lokeach and a Meicher have a disagreement about whether someone purchased somebody something, you have to be done between them Dine Kinyanim B'dine Kinyanim Yisrael. So this is a good, great mitzvah, because the Minchas Chinuch gives a overview of all kinyanim. So we started with kinyan kesef. And we spoke about the famous Sman Taz last time in depth, and now we're up to column two, Vihine. Everyone have Vihine Kasavnu Le'el?
Yes.
Vihine Kasavnu Le'el. The kesef hu dafka bepruta o shava pruta. There's a shear for kesef. We have this chiddush that a person could go and buy the Empire State Building. I don't know if in today's day and age that's the greatest example, right? You know, when you grow up, that's the example of the premier piece of real estate. But whatever it is, you can buy the most expensive piece of real estate that's worth much more than a pruta by just handing over a shava pruta. However, anything less than a shava pruta will not consummate the sale. But a pruta is what's required. Or there's a chiddush of it doesn't have to be a pruta of money itself. It can even be a shava pruta. And I mentioned last time there's a very interesting machlokes rishonim in Kedushin Beis Amud Aleph, whether shava pruta b'chol haTorah kula is a svara, or do you need a limud for everywhere that it says shava kesef is kesef? Do you need a limud? The sheet of Tosfos, interestingly enough, in Kedushin Beis Amud Aleph, is every place it says shava kesef kesef, you need a limud. So, for instance, the Gabe Evid Ivri, it says, what's the lashon? It says, not Yoshiv, it says, by Nezikin, it says, Yoshiv l'rabbis shove kesef. That you must make a payment, right? L'rabbis shove kesef. Yoshiv, there's a special limud by Nezikin. And similarly, by Evid Ivri, when it speaks about being paida and Evid Ivri, it says there also, there's a special limud of Yashiv Gulasai. Yashiv also is the rabos shava kesef kekesef. So Taisvus' shita is any time that shava kesef is kekesef, you need a limud. That's Taisvus. And Taisvus says, how do I know Kedushin shava kesef kekesef? So he says that you learn from Nezikin and Evid Ivri, from those Shnei Ksuvim, you learn to Isha. I Shnei Ksuvim Abom Kechad and Melamdim. So if there's a Tzrichusa, then I need to write each one of them. And Tosfos makes up his own Tzrichusa in Tosfos Shava Kesef on Beis Amud Aleph, that you need a special pasuk for Evid Ivri and a special pasuk for Nezikin. Since each one needs a special pasuk, you could learn from both of those to Isha. But that shita's Tosfos, that everywhere that Shava Kesef is Kekesef, you need a limud. The Ran and the Ritva disagree. And they say Shava Kesef Kekesef is a davar pashut. It's a svara. And one of the questions they ask on Tosfos is, how about Kinyan Kesef? We know it says everywhere Kinyan Kesef, Shava Kesef is Kekesef. And nowhere is there a limud by Kinyan Kesef, Shava Kesef, Kekesef. So therefore, the Ran and the Ritva say, you don't need a limud for Shava Kesef, Kekesef. It's a simple svara that whenever Kesef is required, Shava Kesef will work. So you have that interesting machlokes. So both the Ran and the Ritva say, why do I need a limud for Evid Ivri and Nezikin? They say, since by Nezikin it says, Meitav, I might think you need metav metatalin, which is dafka money. Why by Evid Ivri do I need a special limud yoshev gulasai? Because I might think that since you're forcing the owner of the Evid to be paida, to allow you to go ahead and to redeem the Evid, and it's bal korchai, once you're doing something bal korchai, you cannot also force him to do shavakesef, therefore I need a limud. But in general, the Ran and the Ritvan Kedushin hold, Shavei Kesef Ki Kesef is a simple svara. Either way, we have this halacha that I need a pruta or a Shavei pruta to affect Kinyan Kesef. Vine kasavnu la'el, the Kesef hu dafka bepruta o Shavei pruta.
Yes, I understand. Yeah. Shema Shavei pruta b'modai.
Yes.
That's clearly a svara. And that's called idius by metaltlin. It means any metaltlin is idius. Because Shema Shavei pruta b'modai, which you know and I know today, how about the expense to get the modai? We don't figure that. Shema Shavei pruta b'modai, somebody from modai is going to fall down from the sky and you could sell it to him, or you're going to fall down from the sky in modai. But the Gemara uses that as a svara. And it's a very difficult svara because of the expense getting there. And I could pray somebody with that. Imagine I give a guy a foreign coin. Yeah, it looks like I'm cuckoo.
That's once you know Shavei pruta, maybe. Shavei kesef.
Slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the point. That's the point.
No, but we know from the source that Shavei kesef. So then the Gemara says that Shema Shavei Madai, and that's called Shavei kesef.
I'm just using another extension, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll see later that the Minchas Chinuch. I will see later the Minchas Chinuch at the end of this paragraph and the next paragraph. Gets into this similar question the Rav is mentioning. Mm-hmm. We'll get into it.
Okay.
O shavei pruta ke upachos mi shavei pruta eino kinyan, and less than a shavei pruta there is no kinyan. Nira dafka bi Yisrael mi Yisrael. We saw this for the last time. When is this that I cannot affect a kinyan kesef on karka with less than a pruta? That's a Jew from a Jew. Tzarech shavei pruta b'chol ha-Torah. Aval Yisrael migoy. When a Jew is going ahead and buying from a guy, then the Minchas Chinuch thinks perhaps the Jew does not need to go ahead and to give the guy less than a shavei pruta, and maybe if the guy acquiesces and agrees, he could get away with giving the guy less than a shavei pruta. Why? Let's see why. Gam came because by a guy, we see that halachically, less than a shavei pruta has a halachic status. And maybe, eino kinyan nira dafka bi Yisrael mi Yisrael tzarech shavei pruta. Aval Yisrael migai, but Yisrael from a guy, the gabe guy, pachos mi shavei pruta gam kein mamon. How do we know that? How do we know that less than a shavei pruta also has the status of mamon by a guy? Because the famous sugya in Sanhedrin that says that if a guy steals less than shavei pruta from another guy, he's chayav misa. Because lo nitnu shiurim lebnei noach. And even less than a shavei pruta has a significance in the world of Goyim. Im kein, therefore the Minchas Chinuch feels, im kein kona Yisrael me'itai af bepachos mishavei pruta. The chain guy mi guy, the etzlam have pachos mishava pruta gam kain mama. Vizem mavur lehedja be erevin samach beis amir aleph. There's a sugyan erevin samach beis amir aleph, and I'm not sure exactly how the erev here works in Farakwe and Lawrence, but there are times that you have to rent certain portions of a chatzer or certain portions of a property from a guy in order to make sure that your Erev is kosher. And the halacha in Erevin is that I can perform that schiras of that property from the guy, even pachos mishavapruta. So you see that in Hilchos Erevin, schiras karka from a guy can be done, the Gemara in Erevin Samach Beis says, even less than the Shavapruta. Mavur lahedjer be'Erevin Samach Beis amir aleph, the seichrin min ha'gai, v'pachos mishavapruta. Kevan dehu mamon etzel ha'gai. Upshita, and now he says something very interesting. Upshita de'ein chiluk ben schirus l'mechira. He feels it's a slam dunk. Okay, he feels it's a slam dunk, and it's a dover pashut. That if I can go ahead and I can rent from a guy pachos mishavapruta, then for sure I can go ahead and buy from a guy pachos mishavapruta. I will tell you something that I found very interesting. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, Yed Aleph Amud Aleph. It's a Gemara that comes up in a lot of places in Shas. Rabbi Gamliel was on a boat, and he wanted to eat something. He had some food with him. But he realized that back home, he hadn't taken Meiser Rishayin, and he hadn't taken Meiser Ani. But he was in luck. He's on the boat with Rabbi Yeshua, who was a Levi, and he was on the boat with Rabbi Akiva, who was a Gabbai for Aniyim. So he said, you know what? Meiser Rishon Shani Asid Lahafrish, I'm going to give to you, Rabbi Yeshua, and Mekaymai Muscharlai. And the place that the Maisa Rishon is sitting on is Muschar to you. And therefore you own it, because I'm being Sercha to you, the Karka, underneath the Maisa Rishon. And to you, Rabbi Akiva, the Maisa Ani Shani Asid Lahafrish, Mekaymai underneath the Maiserani is Muscharlai, and you get the Maiserani. And they gave him a coin, and they rented the karka from him. Taisvus on Yed Aleph Amud Beis asks, why did they have to even bother giving him a coin? Why weren't they soicher the karka from him with chalipin? Why didn't they just take their hat or something and do chalipin? So Taisvus comes up with an interesting chiddush. Taisvus says, the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf says, Kishem she, the Gemara says, Kishem she moichrim or koinim karka bekesef shtar vechazaka, kach soichrin karka bekesef shtar vechazaka. The Gemara never says chalipin. And Taisvus is of the opinion that even though chalipin works to buy karka, you cannot use chalipin to rent karka. So even now, I understand that you can't compare this to what I'm saying because it's in a different direction. He says if something works for schiras, it for sure should work for mechira. Taisvus is going in the other direction. If something works for mechira, what does Taisvus say? If something works for schiras, it should for sure work for mechira. So Taisvus is going in that direction. I'm just telling you that there's a sheet of Taisvus that says it doesn't definitely work the other way. Taisvus' sheet is, even though Chalipin works from Mechiras Karka, Chalipin will not work from Schiras Karka. So I'm just saying the equation between Mechira and Schiras is not absolute. But the Taisvus is going in the other direction. If it works from Mechira, that Taisvus feels Chalipin works from Mechira, Taisvus feels chalipin does not work for schiras karka. But the Minchas Chinuch is going in the other direction. He feels that if pachas mishavapruta,
right, just because the Gemara didn't mention the word chalipin?
He just feels, he says, how come they had to give him money? Why didn't they do chalipin? That's Taisvus' question. So Taisvus has this chiddush. Mm-hmm. Chalipin does not work by schiras karka.
That's a brief raya.
What? It's also big chiddush. Why shouldn't it work? Kesef Shtar and Chazaka work for Kinyan Karka.
Yeah.
And the Gemara says, of course they work for Kinyan Karka, they work for Schiras Karka. Why shouldn't Kesef Shtar and Chazaka work for Schiris Karka? Mm-hmm. Kesef Shtar and Chazaka work for Schiris Karka. So why shouldn't Chalipet, just like it works by Mechira, work by Schira? So I am just pointing that out to show you that it's not necessarily an equivalence between the two. Or though it's not, although once again it's not going in the same direction, correct? Mm-hmm. The Minchas Chinuch's direction is if it works by Schiris.
What about the Ritva? Remember we said the Ritva says you don't have to give any money altogether.
Correct.
Exactly, the whole thing with Milva.
Correct.
You could have done that for sure.
Right.
You didn't have to give any money and didn't have to do any chalipin?
It's interesting.
Oh, but we can't do it with Milva because he's giving a gift.
You refer to,
is that the reason?
You refer to the Milchus Chinuch later on. I'm just asking if the Milchus Chinuch touches upon what I'm going to ask you. And that is, suppose the money tanked in the country. And where the goy comes from, it's still worth something. In other words, I give something which is not worth
anything. Well, Mamet, see that in the next paragraph. Let's wait till like
that's right.
Yeah, please, we'll next paragraph.
That's
it. Okay. So anyway, I'm just showing you in the other direction. Tosfos feels that if something works by Mechira, it doesn't necessarily work by Schira, with Chalipin. But the Minchas Chinuch is going in the other direction. And he says, since there's a Beferish Gemara in Erevin, that I can be soicher karka from a guy less than a shava pruta, so too I could go ahead and buy from a guy less than a shava pruta. That's a shekaven to whom mamon eitzel hagoy upshita de ein chiluk ben schiris lemechira. So that pshita I just pointed out is not so pushed in the other direction. Correct? If it works by mechira. Tosfos of the opinion like Chalip and it won't work by Schiris. But he's going in the other direction. That if it works by Schiris, a Dover Pasha, it will work by Mechira. Ayein Shom. Im ken hachi nami, goy mi goy. Im ken hachi nami, goy mi goy. So too, a guy from a guy can purchase karka even less than a Shavapruta. Ach, Ayein Tosfos Kedushin, Gimel Amud Aleph. That's the famous Tosfos that I'm sure Rabbi Reisman taught many times when you taught him a Sifta. Gimel Amud Aleph, Ishalom Makanya Nafshim Tokas Mishav Pruta. That's got to be a famous Faher Tosfos. Gimel Amud Aleph. I remember being Faher on that Tosfos a few hundred times. Gimel Amud Aleph, Ishalom Tokas Mishav Pruta, Lom Makanya Nafshim. Where at the end of the Tosfos, where no Rebbe ever gets up to, there's a discussion about what kinyanim work by a guy. Because the question is, kicha kicha miste Ephron, you see that from a guy, kesef works. The question is, does chalipin, which works by karka, work by a guy? Does shtar that works by karka work by a guy? So there's a discussion about that in Tosfos. But Tosfos does discuss that kesef for sure should work by a guy, based on kicha kicha mistei afron. Ach ayein Tosfos kedushin gimel amud aleph divra maschil v'isha pachas mishava puta lo makanya nafsha kasu b'shem rabbeinu tam de gamria mistei afron ubestei afron ksiv kesef, correct? V'ein kesef pachas mishava puta. The problem is if you take Tosfos seriously, that the whole limud of buying from a guy is from Stei Ephron. Stei Ephron, it says, right? Kesef hasodeh kach mimeni, correct? It says kesef. And if that's the makkah for a guy, then l'chayor you should require what is kesef and what is a kesef a shava pruta. So he feels he's not 100% sure that his logic is correct. Kasfu the kinyan Goy bekesef nilmad miste Ephron im ken nira mi divrehem de gam eitzol goy ba inan pruta. Pashtus and Tosfos is that if you learn from Stei Ephron and you learn from kesef that by a goy you also need to shove a pruta. So he's not sure about his theory.
About Schiris being the same.
So he's there
suggesting that Schiris uses less than a shove a pruta.
But
he's posing a problem. He feels that if you could do schir, it's less than a shavu pruta.
I thought he brought a riot through it.
He did.
Yeah.
But he's saying it's a little problematic,
right,
because Tosfos feels the marker for kinyan by a guy happens to be
kesef.
Kesef, which is staff.
How do we know the kesef less than a shavu pruta is not called kesef by a guy?
Oh, so it is. So, but the problem is, it says kesef, and kesef in general is defined as schirus v'kinyan. So let's see what he says. So he finds a little problematic. Va'atayisvus ba'atzma ba'basur sham katsvu the kinyan guy b'kesef nilmad mistay efron imke nira midivrehem the gam eitzel guy ba'inon pruta ube'emes de b'gemara hanal Mufurish, correct? Lehefech. Because you could do schiris, right? With less than on shava pruta. He's just presenting a little bit of a difficulty. But he says you can wiggle yourself out of it, right? With schiris ukinyan heim shavin. Once again, he's emphasizing that if I could be soicher from a guy for less than shava pruta, then I should be able to buy from the guy less than shava pruta. The E ain. Koinin lama, right? V'ein, sorry, koinin lama nikna has schiris. V'pachos mishava pruta. He says davar pasher. Ach divrei hatosfos efshar liyashiv. Okay, I think you could be miyashiv. This like tzvi basically was miyashiv. Big deal. It says kesef. Kesef's definition could change depending on the parties you're dealing with, correct? And that's how you could be miyashiv it.
The only thing is, Ephron is a given in the Torah. You can't change.
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
You can change, you know, the situation. Not the Torah set examples with Ephron. That's what we're learning off from.
Because he gave 400. He didn't give one. He gave 400. You're not going to say you need to give 400,
but the Torah says kesef.
You just need kesef, that's all. So the question is, what is kesef?
Yeah, what is the definition of kesef?
It really means silver, doesn't it?
Aval davar zeh, right, emes, b'vor lehedj b'shas. He's sticking to his guns, and he feels that since there's a beferish of Gemara, that you could rent karka for less than shava pruta, so too you could buy karka. Now, I keep pushing Rabbi Reisman off, which I apologize for.
Oh, come on.
But I think that this Mishnah Melech's question will get into all the questions that the Rav has been raising. Vayein Mishnah Melech, Perek Hei, Me'ishus Halacha Aleph. Listen to this question. Nistapek, Im Kidesh Isha, B'davar Del Didei Eino Shava Pruta. The man comes to the woman with something that he thinks is a piece of junk, and he does not value it at all. Uladida batahar shava pruta. Tahar, it's a shava pruta.
What about Rikoid Lefanai? It's not worth anything to him. Tahar is worth it. He can make a condition.
Yeah, but the assumption there is other people will pay him for it.
Other people, so it's other people.
By the way, do you know exactly what the Mishnah Melech's case is? The Mishnah Melech's case is Dvarim Ha'asurim Ba'achila Midrabanan, and she is a Chayla She'in Bosakana.
Oh, wow.
She's got a terrible heartburn or whatever it is. She's a Chayla She'in Bosakana, and he happens to have with him something that is a davar ha'asur la'echol midrabanan. And according to those poskim who say you could eat a davar ha'asur midrabanan for a chayla she'in bo sakana. That's the Mishnah Melech's case. But in general, he widens it to this scenario that for him, it's not a davar, right? She'yesh bo shava pruta. But for her, it is, correct? He wants to know, imu kudeshes the basur the da azlinan vahave shava pruta o damrinan kevan deli di day eno shava pruta lo yahiv la Mide. Ayin Shon. What do you think about this?
I mean, the more Pashup Shad is that it is a good Kedusha, because she got value.
No, but that's the case of the Goy.
So that's what he's going to say now. Yeah. He's going to say, I could be Poshet this Mishnah Melech from my paragraph before. So he's going to say, Vagam Mechira Nami. And he says, this is not just a Kedushin question, it's also a Mechira question. I go ahead, and the guy owns the Empire State Building, and he's got a terrible heartburn or whatever it is, and I give him something that's not Shava Pruta, but he's willing, to him now it's a Shava Pruta, correct? Mm-hmm. What is the halacha by Mechira? Vagabe Mechira Nami Efshar Lisfuke Bechi Hai Gavna Im Eitzel HaMeicher Hu Shava Pruta The Eitzel HaLoikeach, right? No sin ham, right? No sin hamos, ain't a shava puta. Ikona, do you have the next page, everyone, or not?
No.
Okay.
Here.
Ikona bezeh. Ach mekan. But from what I just told you, that you can be soicher from a guy less than a shava pruta, correct? Mm-hmm. And for sure he says that's a knockdown raya, that you could go ahead and buy from a guy less than a shava pruta. Ach mikan yesh hochacha. I'm going to prove from my guy case, correct? Kevin the Yisrael kaina mi guy, bepachos mi pruta, de eitzel ha guy. Have a mamon after Eitzel Yisrael Hanose lo have a mamon mikol makom kaina imkain hu hadin Yisrael mi Yisrael the Eitzel hamaycher hamakabel shavapruta veitzel halokeach Hanose eno shavapruta kana the baser hamaycher. The baser hamaycher hamakabel azlina v'tzorich iun bazeh lilmod right midinim elu l'dine kedusha. So he says, by mechira, I have no problem. The question is, can I extend this to the Mishnah Melech's question by kedusha?
Why not?
Ulefi mashibiarnu. I'll mention something in a second.
Yeah.
Ulefi mashibiarnu dazlinan baser ha hamakne. It's hamakne, right?
Yeah.
Im kain im goy kana eitzel Yisrael. Bepachos mishava pruta. After Eitzel Hagoy, have a mamon, mikoma kom kevon be'eno mamon, Eitzel Yisrael, hamaycher lo kona lokech. Ach, ein zu raya brura. Okay, very interesting. So why would Kedushin be differently? So I'll tell you, there's a sugya by Pidgin HaBen on Chesem HaBeis. And the sugya by Pidgin HaBen says like this. That it says Shokol Rav Kahana Sudra that they needed to do a Pidgin HaBen and they needed to do it with Hay Sloim. And Rav Kahana was willing to take a Sudra, a hat to cover his head. And he said, Lididi Shavali Hay Sloim. To me it's worth Hay Sloim. So the Gemara says, you know why? Because Rav Kahana was a Gavra Rabba, and for a Gavra Rabba to walk around bareheaded would be terrible. Therefore, talking to him, it was worth Hesloy. So the Paiskin Paskin, that by Pidgin HaBen, I know this is not Tzvi style, you could say Ledidi Shavali Hesloy, correct? You can say that. The Ran has a suffix. Just like by Pidgin HaBen, I can say Lididi Shavali Can a woman say by Shavapruta, Lididi Shavapruta? So the Ran says, do you say that just like Pidyon HaBen, the Kayeh and Rav Kahana could say Lididi Shavali Heslayim, a woman could say Lididi Shavapruta, or do you say, no, the Torah is Mechayev Shavapruta, and a woman has no ability to say Lididi Shavali Pruta? And so that's why I might say Kedushin is different.
And what's the question?
Because of that, so that's the question. What's the question?
But what is the question? What is the difference?
So it might be this smantaz thing, correct? If you're going to tell me that the way Kinyan Kesef works is Kinyan Kesef is like the smant, it's all about consideration. So if it's all about consideration,
she got the consideration.
Then she got consideration. But if it's a formal Maisa Kinyan, and it has to follow certain formalities and certain criteria, then it's pasnished. It's just, right?
Yeah.
It's a ganai. The Torah is not going to work.
If anything, it's a formality. Pidyon HaBen is a formality. And yet we say it's okay.
Right. It's interesting.
So what's the asking and kesef there, right?
I know they don't need it.
But I think Lachar, that's what's going on here, this question of what's the nature of the Kenyan, right? And I think that by Kedushin, that's what the Ran is saying. So, but Tzvi makes a very good point. If you're going to say that by Kedushin it doesn't work to make it into a Shavapruta, because by Kedushin it's formal and you have to follow all the formalities that the Torah lays down for you, then you would, Lachara said the same thing with Pidyon HaBen, because Pidyon HaBen clearly is a formality. So the truth is, the Ran seems to say like this, wants the Shavapruta, to take it from a Shavapruta to Heisloim, I could say Lididi Shavali. But to get it to that first level, to start the formal process of Shavapruta, that you can't do Lididi Shavali Pruta. Meaning there's a certain minimal din mamon that you need. And to get to that first level of din mamon, you're not going to be able to get to that first level of din mamon unless it actually has that din mamon.
Nobody brings a right from Rekod Lefanen, because I think that's an open shot.
No, I don't think so, because I think Rekod Lefanen...
Anybody would pay for it. To dance, anybody would pay for it.
I mean, you're talking about Schok Lefanen, right?
Schok Lefanen, yeah.
Schok Lefanen is Jackie Mason. People come to pay it.
Yeah, I know, but he doesn't... That's worth anything to him, because he gives it away free. It's
not true.
He doesn't not give true. It away free.
Not true.
He doesn't give it away, but...
The Dihava of... And I'll tell you a story. He would not tell me a joke. I mean, did he have a ugda?
I know.
I'll tell you the Meister.
He didn't want to
later.
Give you
not
something for nothing.
Not for now.
It Meister doesn't cost him anything.
Yeah, but he values it. He gets paid for it.
No. He does not give it away. I'm telling you.
But you can't say Lididi. You can't say it's worth anything to him.
I'll tell you the Meister
in that sense that he could sell it. He never tells himself jokes all day, does he? And gets... And he says, he pays
let's
himself.
Let's go back to
he pays himself.
So is Shavapruta, the question is it subjective? I mean, the fact, like to Rabbi Reisman's point, Shema Shavapruta B'madai. So here I have an individual who is willing, for whom it is worth a Shavapruta. So isn't that by definition that makes it worth right here and now a Shavapruta? Because they would pay me a Shavapruta for it.
Yeah, it is a worth Shavapruta.
The question is, does he have to give up a Shavapruta?
No, but it is by definition worth a Shavapruta. Because I can convert this right now. I have a willing buyer who will convert this into a Shavapruta for me.
But it didn't cost him anything.
Doesn't matter.
It could be a woman who wants to see that you paid her something.
No, but I have a willing buyer who is willing to give me a Shavapruta right now.
I don't think
if that person gives me a Shavapruta, Abada, I can use the Shavapruta to make a Maaser Kedushin.
I don't think that's the case. I think the case shema, listen to the expression shema, shavakuta. I'll give it to you. I'm not taking this. Why? It's worth money. Wait. In Mexico. I'm not going to Mexico. In Mexico, it's worth it.
That's not this case, though, here.
I understand, but you know, the shema, shavakuta, mother is that case.
That's where she was makabalit. She was makabalit. And now the question is, it's part of the shavakuta here, but maybe shema, shavakuta, mother.
He wants to force on him a talta. It's a java. He wants to force on him junk. The guy says, this is junk. I can't sell it. He says, here you can sell it. You can sell it someplace else. It's good. It's good. It's good currency. I don't remember like crime does.
I think by Nisha, maybe the shell is psychological.
When it doesn't only want to get. Both sides agree, everything's beside it. You know what I mean? Then it becomes Allah. The behavior
if, doesn't want. So here the point is,
is it felt in the seed? If the seller is it felt in the seed?
Subjectively, it values it at a shavu kuta. Then by definition, it's worth a shavu kuta to anybody here, because anybody can convert this right now into a shavu kuta.
I just want to say one svara. By a woman, it's different. She wants the guy to actually pay something for it. She doesn't only want to get some pleasure out of it. That could be the shayla that he's asking over here. The question is, like Beshami Hilsi has to give a dinner. She's not going to be makdash. So
I'm just asking a simple question. It's a, right now,
want to get married.
There is right now value here because we have two willing parties. Forget the Kedusha. Yeah. She needs it. She's the Cholosh Ein Basakana. She needs this. But so there's a market for it. There's a market to Cholosh Ein Basakana. So I could sell this for a pruta. So now, automatically, it's a Shava Pruta. It's Shava Pruta. Objectively.
She would pay for it.
Yeah. She would pay for
nobody
it.
Nobody else would pay. It's a question is Shava Pruta.
So it's Shema Shava Pruta Monday, but right now I have somebody to whom it's worth Shava Pruta who's willing to convert into a Shava Pruta. So by definition, it's a Shava Pruta.
That's the case, you're right.
So she should buy it.
Well, isn't that the Mishnah Melech's case, really?
Do you have to go through that formality?
Yes.
That's the question. Why or not? You shouldn't have to go through that formality.
All right, that was the svara I said. I said from the beginning that the svara is that it should be good, but yet he questions it. So we're trying to find the reason why to question it. So I'm trying to find the svara why to question it by Kedushin, why it should not work by Kedushin. Somebody's
so I mentioned to you the Ron Suffolk.
I mean, is there a butler dite etzel, butler dite etzel kolodom? You know, that might be the right the svara.
That would be by Mechira too. And we don't say it by Mechira. So the question is, why do we? Why is only questioning Kedushin?
So he's saying by Mechira he feels for sure it worked. By Kedushin he's not sure.
I'm trying to say a little.
So I'm saying that the Ron has the suffix.
Psychological.
The Ron has the suffix that even though by Pidgin Ben, I could say Ladidi Shavali, Heslaim. By Shavapruta, he's Masupak, whether a woman could say Ladidi Shavapruta.
Okay, so that's a different story. You can't go over the.
You can't give it a din moment.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.